You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Now, of course, on this podcast, we've gotten into Machine Gun Kelly multiple times to the point where watching his music video was the first time I said to myself, man, is that Timothy Chalamet rapping? Because, of course, when it comes to that, I was thinking to myself, ain't no way this man went from wherever he was acting from to the landscape of rock or pop or whatever MGK is making, because ultimately this album seems like more of a blend of experimental genres, right? Because I think with this album, Lost Americana, and of course the previous projects that MGK had in the past, this is probably one of the other outings where he showcases that he is not scared or hesitant to take it there as far as completely experimenting, because this album follows the other album, Hotel Diablo, that came out July 5th of 2024. So as far as albums, you have Lost Americana, Hotel Diablo, Lo-Fi Chill Vibes, Mainstream Sellout. Now, ultimately, you can come to realize that you listen to all those albums, you'll realize that MGK is probably one of the few artists in the game that completely switches his sound. And is it to his audience liking? That is to be decided, because the verdict is still out on this album. But ultimately, when you look at it, I do believe this album being narrated by Bob Dylan, them describing it as a personal excavation of the American dream, a sonic map of forgotten places, and a tribute to the spirit of reinvention.
But then, you know what I'm saying?
So with that being said, I believe when it comes to this experimental lane, MGK puts forth enough effort, especially attaching to different music videos, especially the way that he's overall having more of a interesting take on this album. I can't really quantify the actual genre. I really don't even know how to label this album. But if you don't know, with this album, there's a bunch of tracks on here. There's 13 to be specific. It's 45 minutes in length. And of course, when it comes to this, one of the main things I realized is this man is technically under Sean Diddy Combs. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, MGK and his music is put under EST19XXLLC, which, if you don't know, is a music label associated to Machine Gun Kelly and operates under the exclusive license to Bad Boy / Interscope Records.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And the more you know, because at the end of the day, when it comes to having this album put under Interscope / Bad Boy, it's a very interesting time, especially in the landscape of Bad Boy, to where Diddy even gave back a lot of the shares to the other artists as far as making it public. Like, he publicly showcased that he was returning a lot of the publishing rights to many Bad Boy artists, to where to play devil's advocate, the Bad Boy artist came out and it was basically like Diddy ran all of the quality to the ground and then gave us the publishing rights. So when if MGK is one of the top artists from that label, it's going to be very interesting to see if he is one of the few Bad Boy artists that had their publishing returned to them. But the reason why I went on that tangent is to essentially let you know that when it comes to this album, I don't know what genre it is. Like, I was listening to it. I'm not gonna lie, I actually like it, but I can't quantify what genre is it. Like, actually, let me figure it out right now. What genre is this? So, as far as this album, it says it's genre blending work. Okay, yeah, that's obvious. So, country, folk, classic, heartland, rock, and alternative rock. Ladies and gentlemen, what in the world does that mean?
Then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Because at the end of the day, I came into learning about MGK through rap, the way that he put words together. So all of these alternative rock, country-type tracks, it's really not for me. But listening to the album, you could definitely tell he put a lot of effort into it. So I'm definitely not going to say it's bad. It just may not be for me, and other people may like it who are more inclined into that certain genre. So ultimately, he's back again with a full-length project, I believe, with the Bob Dylan collaboration, with the Tonight Show performance that he had August 4th, where he performed Outlaw Overture and Vampire Diaries. He showcased that he's unequivocally working hard to put more eyes on this project. And then when you go on the Tonight Show, you already know what type of PR team you have behind you to put you on these certain marketing rollouts so your first week's looks respectable. So we'll see how his fans take to this latest project, whether that's quality, whether that's sales, and ultimately, hopefully, his experimental run as far as his projects keep having a hot streak like he's been having. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about MGK's latest album titled Lost Americana? If you've listened to it, what is your favorite track off of the album? And in general, what is your favorite genre of music when it comes to MGK's discography?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.